Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Wednesday, February the 17th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor Paul on, and Jeff, who's a financial expert, and pretty good at his knowledge of God as well, both of them. So today we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this chip. I was hoping to have Charlene on. I'll probably put her on a separate program, because she was reading the stats of the latest people, how many deaths there are due to taking your COVID vaccination. Now, I think I want to start with you, Paul, because you brought up something very significant about legislation to say you got to have your shot if you get your $1,400 stimulus check. Would you explain this to us, Paul?
Yes, and my apologies for not having name of the Democratic congressman that introduced the legislation. But I think it's not a bad thing because there's going to be a secondary point to this. Legislation was apparently introduced either in a committee or some sort of format that would tie any stimulus money that a person would receive to their proving they were vaccinated. And so we're so far along right now that there are actually people in Congress that are being either manipulated or we are dealing with just insanity. We live in an asylum. People have lost their marbles, their bearings, their moorings. This guy introduces legislation to however the sausage is made, and it's going to be tied to vaccination. And if we're that far along, we are likely in the next 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, to see some things and go some directions that are absolutely massive in their implications about not just today and tomorrow, but 6 months hence. And then I'm just going to add, insert a quick little point. Dopey was on a town hall meeting last night, and Dopey was talking about his same, you're going to socially distance, you're going to wear a mask, you're going to get vaccinated when it's your turn, and then, of course, everyone is not even going to bother with testing anymore because the vaccine now is so important that we're going to forget about case numbers and just go directly to the vaccine. And then there's a final point that I want to make about all of this, and that is, the listener, we have huge responsibility to you because we're getting on and we're speaking with authority and conviction. And you know, I read Isaiah yesterday, and I have to admit, it just blew my mind. But that doesn't make me an expert. That doesn't make me an expert on universal basic income. That doesn't make me an expert on vaccinations. That doesn't make me an expert on Dopey from Scranton or Dopey from Delaware, or, you know, the career criminal kleptocrat. And remember, those are all with K's. What I want to encourage people to do is, as part of listening to us, to also do your own research, because we're really needing everyone's input at this point, or everyone needs to be very disciplined, very cautious, very skeptical. You see, the same people who write the headlines write the articles. So remember that the headlines themselves may not even be true. And I just want to urge really being very firm in not buying into what they are doing to us, which is social engineering, which is mind control, which is operant conditioning, which is propaganda. And we are really living in ferocious times and terrible times, but for some of us, very exciting times, because now is the time that Jesus steps up and really shows himself more than he ever. I know he's been there, but it's been our disbelief, I think, that has hindered some of what has been God's plan all along. All right, I've said enough, guys. Over to you.
Jeff, why don't you pick it up from there and talk about kind of the discussion we had and where you believe we are.
Yeah, so kind of to echo real quick, I think what Paul mentioned, you know, we're not pretending to be experts on all of this. We are gathering information, we're disseminating information, and hopefully the show, student show, does that. It gives perspective, it gives some spiritual content, it gives some political content on the times, what we're in, what we're going through, as kind of a little bit of a guiding thing to say, look, where do these guys say we think we are? But again, not making us the experts, but just in a conversational format, where do we think things are? Well, we talk about, you know, this mark or the shot or the injectable. What is it? Is it a precursor? Is it the mark of the beast? Is there a chip in it? Are there gene-altering devices in this vaccination? They call it a vaccination. I hate to refer to it as that because it's basically an injectable that's altering, I guess, the human genome. So bottom line is we get to the point in Scripture that says, okay, we know things are coming our way. We know a war is coming our way, a war against the saints, because this will be offered by Satan. He's going to have his dragon give this beast, this wounded, mortally wounded beast, this image is going to have life breathed into it. So this beast steps out of a strange reality, of maybe a man, maybe a machine, something that he breathes life into. And it's very odd, and it's hard for us to get our minds around what that's going to look like. But it's all part of the deception. And so when I'm looking at the deception aspect of Scripture, Matthew says, you know, do not, Jesus says, he's talking, and he says, how are we going to know? They're asking, how are we going to know we're near the end of times? He says, well, you know, we're always in the end of time. But here's signs that you're getting into closer to the end of times. Do not be deceived. Many will come and say that, they say there's the Christ, don't go look for it. It's not going to be how you're going to see me. So I looked at that verse and I thought, okay, does it say, and many will be, do not be deceived, comma, do not go look for, and it really reads that way. So I think you can generally say, as Paul was saying, am I getting a headline from the news or the paper that's even legitimate? Is this something that was fished up, cooked up 2-3 months in advance, and now it's hitting a segment of news I'm reading for my benefit? Is it so far staged in advance that we're getting news today that's already 2 years old? I mean, that's how strange this deception seems to be. So when you look at, are we subjecting ourselves to a mark of the beast? I have to pause and say, the Scriptures say the events surrounding us are subjecting us to that formula. And when you get to the point of receiving a mark, you've already got the dragon giving authority to this beast, and this beast then wants worship. And if you don't worship this beast, you're on the chopping block. You're looking for your head to be getting lopped off. So I'm not seeing us progress to that point. And then you proceed where the beast then requires not only this worship, but then you take his number or his name, and you don't get jack squat without it. You don't go to the store because you don't have the identification. You don't have the mark. You don't get your electricity turned on. You don't buy, sell, or trade, great or small. Everybody. So this everybody gets included in this mark who is not a child of God. So it gets hairy. But it doesn't sound like to me that the stage we're in with the injectable is the mark of the beast, but it certainly sets the stage for an introduction because it's getting us used to having to jump through these loops, much like the mask, the face diaper, you know, to wear this thing. I mean, you're making a choice to wear it. But even if you get the injection, doesn't mean you're not, you can't, you know, you might still have to wear it. And I guess you get to the point where you're saying, how do you want to live? I mean, we're all going to die, we know that. We know we're all going to die, but how do you want to live? Do you want to wear a mask all your life? Do your grandkids? Do you want this to be perpetually the new format? You don't even exist without, you don't walk outside, you don't do anything without this mask on. It's just a form of word magic, control, in my opinion. Is it really making us better? Is it really making your health better? No. You know, these are things that are helping us. So I guess I'm going to echo Paul what you said. There's a lot going on in Scripture up until Revelation 13. And Stu and I talked about this last night. There's a lot of events that happen. Revelation 13 is incredibly valuable in its explanation of where we are at the time that the mark shows up on the scene. But the precursor to that, in verse stages, verses 6, 7, 8, 9, you get these bowl judgments poured out on the earth where you lose a lot of people. You'll lose a lot of people. So anyway, I'll turn this back over to you guys, but I'm beginning to see kind of a tie-in between how things are fitting with, you know, and I don't know if it was one of you two mentioned Event 201, the cyber poly simulation that's coming in July. They're developing a secure ecosystem. You know, they're going to simulate this supply chain cyber attack. If something happened with a cyber attack, how does that link us? And if we become part of the Internet of Things, how does that interruption affect everything? And I guess what I'm saying is I'm beginning to see kind of a tie-in that all of this relates to an interconnectivity of humanity. And how then this connection of a virus and a shot and a programming of the person, and then how that transforms into a mark in the future, seems to kind of have a pattern. I can't quite see it clearly. That's my two cents on kind of where I think I see things.
Well, here's the way I kind of see it right now. Everybody's freedom of speech has been killed on social media. Anybody that puts up anything about these vaccinations, it was on the news that they're being kicked off of Facebook, Twitter, etc., various platforms. Nothing do they want of the American people in their mind out there. They're kicking people off for other reasons, saying stuff against Biden or the Democrats. They're kicking them off. Now, that's the First Amendment, right? They're not supposed to be able to do that, but they're doing it. Then we got all the propaganda because the New World Order, the 12 disciples of Satan, and it's structured this way, folks, with these aliens, which are the fallen angels. And I've talked about almost every program because they're registered with the government, 200,000 of them, and made a treaty. I've talked about this before where we got invisibility. We got saucers out of it. We got space-time out of it, technology, if they could have a place to work with humans because they need the humans. So they occupy the humans. Well, there's a structure at the top, and Daddy Bush was one of them. And my ex-witch doctor, her father was one of them. Now it's Larry Mizell inhabits. And as Otis, the super spook, told me the numbers, he said, whatever inhabited your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years, he said before he inhabited him, now he's jumped into Larry Mizell. That's who took over for him. Now, I watched the movement of this $100 trillion he controlled. One of the 12 disciples, Satan, Leonard Milman, that Meyer Lansky left him a chunk with, and Lucky Luciano when he died, and a chunk he had, and Lucky Luciano, by the way, was Nancy Pelosi's father's good buddy, gangster. Now, she's not a Christian, she's a Jew. She's not a Catholic, like she claims to be, or whatever. The woman is evil. Her entire family was evil. If we look at these in control, it goes into bloodlines of the past, generational Satanism. And these people leave tracks. Look at Biden's son with all this porno on gnews.com. I won't put it up because they'd claim I'm a porno site, but here's off his own laptop. These are the kind of people in control of your United States government, in control, trying to say you've got to take a vaccination or else. And Joey Biden wants to get everybody within the first 100 days, 100 million people vaccinated. And he's determined, because they got the troops by the end of this week. National Guard will be in effect, 15,000 of them, to give vaccinations and help with the vaccinations of people all across the country. They're talking about doing it in football and baseball stadiums and stuff like this. Now, they'd be at your door if you didn't get your shot. People are trying to post all over the media, on social media, and can't do it. The people are dropping like flies. I had Charlene on the show the other day, about two shows back. You can get on the radio bar, scroll down, top of the site on the radio bar, and look for the first one this past week with Charlene. I believe that's when Paul and I interviewed her. And she laid out the specifics off the CDC website and other. And the one at CDC, what she read, disappeared 2 days later, not to be found. Why is that? They don't want it told what the vaccinations are doing. It's killing people. It's crippling people. It's giving people heart attacks within 2 weeks and dying. It's eating up the immune system. Now it's spreading that after a month of the vaccinations being delivered, they're now finding people with the AIDS virus in them. Now, I saw a video because a friend of mine, she's a former prosecutor and her husband's a scientist. She sent me a copy of a video. I looked at it, or sent me the link. I went up on my computer. I saw it. I went to get a software to save it. And I come back a couple hours later and it's gone. Detailing. He took the vaccination doses from these three companies that are manufacturing for the American people. Two of them are double doses and a third one's a single dose. He took them all and analyzed them as a scientist. And he said, it will basically eat up your immune system within 36 to 42 months. You will be dead if you don't die immediately. He went on to point the chip is in there that he found in the doses. And he explained that one day you'll go to Walmart and you'll have a grocery cart full of stuff. And, oh, sir, we don't take your card anymore. Did you get the vaccination? Oh, yeah. Well, here, let me see your arm. Psst. Okay, now we can do the checkout. Otherwise, you're not going to check out. Now, how deceiving is the devil? This thing, monster, it is. He's very deceiving. He always wants to flip the moves and turn things around and try to drag. It's called crisis creation, crisis solution for crisis control. Fear. False illusions that appear real. Let's sneak in the back way and get everybody vaccinated up and kill off a huge portion of the population. And we can get them all chipped up in advance before I enter in on the scene. Now, Bibi Netanyahu's playing a very significant role in this, and so is the Popeyemon and some others. And Bibi's got 2/3 of the Israelis already vaccinated. And they said on the national news yesterday, it said that the other third that live in Israel, all of its population will be vaccinated by the end of March, folks. That's very significant. What did Trump do? He put a Jerusalem embassy. That was in violation of the Camp David Accords, which was the peace agreement between the true Hebrews, the Palestinians, and those that were Europeans that ended up in Israel, taking over and having a slaughterhouse in 47. This guy fits a lot of tracks of the Antichrist, and they needed to have an embassy in Jerusalem because he's going to declare Jerusalem as the capital of the world. And he's going to say he's God. Why would Trump put an embassy there? That was my question. Allow it to be done. He had a son-in-law named Kirchner. He's a Jew. His daughter's a Jew. Neither one of them believe in Christ. But could this be the mark of the beast slipped in behind the scenes, tricking all of us up? I think it is. I think there's going to be a lot of people dead. That's my opinion. Whoever the beast is, we'll find out soon, I think. We're getting up those days. But for this monster to say everybody in America is going to be vaccinated by the end of the year, says Joe Biden. Joe Biden says, oh, I'm going to take everybody's guns now. That was yesterday's talk, or the day before. He's going to grab the guns. Well, they just shut down your First Amendment right, freedom of speech. And all you hear is garbage on what they want to feed. And he wants to take your Second Amendment by the end of the year. He wants you force vaccinated. And now they're saying something about some super cyber thing that by July is going to be in the scene. What's that? To make sure anybody they don't want speaking out can't communicate to their friends, etc. Controlling you until you behave. Either one of you want to comment? Paul, what's your take on it?
Is Paul there?
I don't know. Paul, are you still there?
You might have to take care of something.
Yeah, good. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joffrey. I had myself muted. Please go ahead, Joffrey. I'd like to hear what your response is.
No, I think you just brought up a whole load of information on kind of surrounding what our topic, and with some of the actors that we see on stage right now, and who can be trusted and who can't be. And I guess with, I am not a Kirshner fan. I would agree with you, Stu. I think he's a very unusual character that deserves observation. But I think what you're mentioning, Stu, that we kind of tie in a lot of that to modern day events with the financial system. The spiritual aspect has got to be blended into this. And are we awake? And as Christians, are we understanding the times maybe better? And I think it's a call to action in the sense that we need to be on guard because things are happening. And if we don't take some kind of action to have some kind of pushback, we're going to get mowed over by let's call it the 525 in D.C. You know, collectively, they're making all the decisions for us. And you have to stop and say, okay, when do we, the people, get any pushback or any say on current events? Or where's our voice? And it almost seems as though you put a fence around D.C. and you put barriers up and you put gates in at the phone centers. And, you know, you can stew and fuss and throw a tantrum or we can do all these things. The problem is it getting to the people it needs to get to? And have we lost our constituents who will relay and run this message? You know, you used to have a courier in the old days. You'd put a message and he'd run miles back in biblical days. You know, they'd run 25 miles like modern day marathon. Some of them even 100 miles, they'd fall over dead. But they'd get the message to somebody. It just seems as though we have got this barrier up that our voices are collectively amongst ourselves and we're preaching to the choir. Because we can't seem to get the message to the people who need to hear it. So now it's backwards. We serve them, they don't serve us.
You know, you brought up something very, very significant because you call the Congress or Senate today and the switchboard hits it or it goes to recording. You don't get any live people. You used to get an aide answering the phone at one of the Congress or Senator's office even though you couldn't get anything done. But they made it impossible to talk to one of these bastards. Go ahead.
No, I'm in agreement with that. So if we're down to each other, and Paul has been saying this for a long time, we are the ones we're waiting for. I saw a video where, I don't know what state it was in, it was probably California, but a group of people decided they would go to Trader Joe's, not wearing masks. So they went in and they wanted to buy items, about 15 or 20, and they were attacked. And these mask wearers were all over the place coming at them, the employees, and they were, get out of here, you're blah, blah, blah. And they tried to buy items, and they said, we aren't taking your money, and they threw their stuff back at them. And it was really, you know, it was really a pretty terrible scene. But what it indicated is that they have done such a good sales job on the mask and the procedure process that it is now religion. It's a form of an idol. To wear the mask. It's an identification. And this is what I think I'm getting at an earlier point. You identify by getting a certain ingestible. You identify by getting a mark of who your God is. You identify with the mark of the beast to assume that you're going to worship the beast. This precursor stage is where I see we're at with a mask, is well. It's an idol. It's a form of, hey, almost as though you're born with a mask on. Well, no, you're not. You know, so anyway, just weighing in on the whole thing, Stu, that you mentioned, and our ability to communicate to who. But I think at the ground roots level, it's just people standing up and just saying no, and being responsible for ourselves and our brothers and sisters. Hey, we're just not going along with all your stuff. And if enough people just say, hey, I'm going to not do it today. I'm not wearing that thing. I'm not putting it on my face. For whose benefit is it, really? You got cases dropping. The Ted Roth and the WHO, cases are way down. Cases are dropping. All it, you know, is the plan working? Are the masks working? Well, they've always said as soon as Biden got into office, you'd see the cases drop because it would help his economic and it'd help his stature and his presidency. So, you know, again, we're really, it's the flim-flam, man. We're seeing all kinds of phony headlines. But I think it gets back to us to where, okay, how much are we going to take and to what level do we want to have rammed down our throat?
Now, you said something significant earlier in conversation about the fact of starting back around Revelation 7, I think is what you referenced, and the different plagues and the different things before the mark of the beast happens. Well, if we look at what these plagues are, could they be this, as an example, HARP, food shortage, creating this freezing cold all across the nation, wiping us out last spring with all the rains and the year before, and washing California away almost the other day when it hit that big one. I mean, that's HARP. That's man-made alien technology that controls the weather. They can drag the jet stream and shape it. And then could it also be the chemtrails that we're getting? Okay, it's lighting us up. It's lighting up our lungs. People are dying. Women were having double periods where 5G was installed. I put a nurse on. She was the one that was having it. She found 100 other women in her town in Bakersfield, and they shut it down. They put it in the street. They went back to a normal 28-day cycle. Her brain began to shrink, and she had blood coming out of her ear, and she went to convulsions two times before they buried the cable at the very last. She's on my radio bar. You can scroll down and look for back in February, I think, over a year ago, or about that time frame. Two periods per month. That's 5G. What else is it doing to us? Why is it everything has to be hooked up to 5G and Wi-Fi and our telephones, our toys? I tell you, I feel the radiation coming off this damn thing. Even when I'm sitting here on the phone with someone. Because they're targeting me. They blow up a battery in my phone. They knocked contacts out yesterday. They blew up a battery here about 3 weeks ago. Destroyed it. Trying to burn me out. I'm a target, and I know I am. They hit me with a satellite every damn day. Stonar technology, I'm on the list. Because Otis Johnson looked me up to see if I was. He had the capability of seeing that. He said, there's 6 people in Kansas City on the list. You're one of them, Stu. I said, well, who are the other people? He says, I can't tell you that. You asked me to check if you're on it. You were on the list. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I put up with this crap for 38 and a half years. And I'm seeing it coming to a boiling pot. And it's good versus evil. And the evil is in control of all the toys with the bad boys. And somehow or another, we, the good guys, what's left out here, have got to wrestle the toys away from the boys. It's a bigger project and a dream, should we say, to make it happen without God. Period. We're in times that are so severe. If we could move the faith of people, their minds, to understand, exercise your faith through prayer. Do it against the enemy. Do it against your public officials. Pray for their salvation. We would see change if people, somebody listening to this program, maybe you had an abortion. Did you ever take it to God and say, forgive me? Or whatever your sin is. Clean yourself up. Get right, because I'll tell you, I've never seen anything like this. We are getting ready to see end time prophecies, whatever you call them, dispensationalism. It's changed a lot. There's different versions of the Bible, different ways the meaning comes out. So if you read your Bible, pray about it before you read it, where God gives you understanding. And start looking, really, folks, where are we at in this time frame? Paul, you had something you wanted to read, would you? Paul, you want to jump in on this?
So what I have is a perspective that has been shared with me really over the last 5 years, and really for longer than that. And essentially, there is in America a doctrine, and it's called the pre-tribulation rapture. And in most of the mega churches across America, those with real numbers and real givers and real parking spaces and lattes and cappuccinos in the lobby, and the mega church essentially was created to cannibalize the real churches. Because how can you compete with the the bells and the whistles that the pre-tribulation rapture church offers? And the pre-tribulation rapture suggests that we're all going to get out of here. We're not like the people in China or North Korea. We're not like the Acts of Apostles. We're not like all of the people in Fox's Book of Martyrs. And just to be real clear, Fox's Book of Martyrs is Catholics killing Christians. And just to be very clear, the Crusades weren't Christians going out and trying to conquer the world for Jesus. Now, it was the Roman Catholic Church that was behind the Crusades. Anyway, I encourage everyone, of course, to check up on me, do your own research. But the reason I think that is so significant is that too many of us have lost sight of what we need to do at this point. And I do think it's happening faster than any of us thought it would. And I'm seeing an acceleration and a cascading effect. And I'm so glad that Joffrey brought up the Book of Revelation, because part of the Book of Revelation has the 144,000. And that 144,000, literally, you get 12,000 from each tribe of Israel. And what happened to Israel is, by the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the time of Daniel, they were down to three tribes. There were two kingdoms. There was a southern kingdom and a northern kingdom. The northern kingdom had already been conquered, and really they'd been sent out across the diaspora or off the Levant, or really what I'm saying is they've been spread everywhere in the world. And so that leads us to the point where now, in Revelation, there is a remnant. And one part of the remnant is the 144,000, and part of the 144,000 are the two witnesses. I was going to read from Isaiah, and I'll close with Isaiah. It's the King James Version from Isaiah 30, if anyone wants to get the Bible and read along. And the whole point to it being that we've maybe inverted things, reversed things. And the idea is to understand at this point now, you need to be part of the remnant. And the remnant is the few. I think most people are familiar with the scripture about the wide path and how narrow the entrance is. And it really comes down to a really significant question, the eternal question. It's not, do you think you know Jesus? Does Jesus know you, and are you written in the book of life? And I want to turn back to you guys. I can conclude with reading Isaiah 30. I'm a little reluctant, though, as I read it again and again, because it's in the King James, and sometimes I struggle with the prose of the King James. I think it's so important to read the whole scripture without forming any judgment or any analysis. The King James is one of those where it's written in a dialect and a prose and using words that we're not highly familiar with. And I'm not a King James only. In fact, I've got about 7 to 8 different Bibles, and my perspective is there could be a worse Bible because people simply don't understand it. And it stops people in their tracks. They don't know what they're reading. They don't understand it. But I'd like to turn back to you guys kind of for some final thoughts. We are just flooded with information, disinformation, but the agenda is very clear. And Stu, you make an interesting point often, and that is we are up against a supernatural force. And supernatural forces aren't anything new, but what is new about it to us is how far the technology is and how much of a surveillance state that we're part of. They can track and monitor, and they have essentially all things in place to make all of this happen very quickly, very soon. And you know, when you talk about these clones, and then these clones are possessed by entities that are either fallen or watchers or cosmocrators or Parnesius Pneumachi or archons, there are so many different words. I just use Greek words. There are also Hebrew words like seraphim and cherubs. And so we have a bunch of different types of species or entities. And there's a big show that we're all part of. And what does it mean to occupy and resist? Well, I think, first of all, it starts with faith and hearing from God directly. Nobody here on this program can give anyone listening a personal relationship with Jesus. That is something that you do on your own, and it starts with repentance. And from repentance, it goes to obedience. And the thing about Jesus is that you're going to have to prove yourself. But boy, I'll tell you what, he can change everything in your life. I mean, he can change carnal desires and fleshly ways to, hey, the beer doesn't even taste good. Or the joy you used to have of looking at women, and it isn't there anymore. You have a much different focus once you're in relationship, when you're in fellowship with Jesus, than previously. Now, we all struggle with the flesh and the carnal, and that's the way we were created. And we all have a flight or fright instinct, and that's why we got to be so disciplined in our thinking about things, our understanding, our awareness. And I'm almost making an argument now that before you open the refrigerator, you pray. Before you go to the grocery store, you pray. Before you do anything, you pray. And that's how seriously we have to take where we're at this point in time. Back to you guys.
Jeff, you having last comments?
Yeah.
You guys are going to have to hold the show for a minute. I've got to take care of business. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you there, Stu?
Yeah, I am. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay, so to summarize, my people die for lack of knowledge being scriptural. What Paul was saying, so much of this seems scripted that they're following the script, that our defense is our own protection, it's our own relationship, it's our own fellowship with each other, and it's our identification in Christ that keeps us from being a participant in the script. And that's really our defense. We don't want to be sucked into that. Now, and I don't know if Stu's not probably back on the line, but I do think Stu had a great question about Paul, and you might reference this too. What are we seeing as far as intervention for events where we see catastrophes, calamities, we see pestilence, we see, food shortage, that kind of pestilence, we see events that are affecting us in our world in which we live in, and how much of those are supernatural,
how much of those are man-made, and what combination of those two things, and maybe this is a probably a whole other show, honestly, but what combination of those things are judgments set by God, and what are simply just man's evil behavior that maybe aren't necessarily part of these bowl and seal and trumpet judgments? Do you have a thought on that?
I think you're nailing it, and I am just amazed at sometimes when people say, well, this weather warfare is really God. Now, of course it's God in the big picture. God is allowing it to happen.
Right.
But that in some ways that this is God's wrath or judgment in the specific or the singular or the particular. Weather warfare is what the dark side has been doing. And, you know, my first exposure to it was Lyndon Johnson in 1962, where he talks about a permanent cloud layer that will allow people or allow the governments of the world to control the weather. He who controls the world controls the world. Well, anyway, Stu's got to go. Joffrey, could you close this out in prayer, and then we can pick this up on the flip side?
Yep. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly. We have so little offer. We know that. It's all you. And we just look to you for strength, for wisdom, for guidance, for protection. Thank you that Stu has a format that we can share opinion, we can share thoughts on, that we can come together collectively as a body of believers as well. Those in the audience that trust you and know you and rely on you, we're all in the same boat. So we truly are. Where we go one, we go all. We've heard that used in kind of a strange way, but as far as believers are concerned, you know what? That's true. Our fate is tied up in Christ, and I don't want it any other way. So we pray that, God, you would protect us, give us the wisdom we need to function, protect us from things that we don't see, help us to ask for things we don't know we should ask for. As those are in your will and those are godly endeavors, God, I would pray that they would fall upon us from like manna from heaven. We would consume your word and become closer to you every day. And as Paul mentioned earlier, we need you to seek us. We are very much sheep gone astray, and that's just our nature. So bring us back to yourself. Bring us back into the fold. We need your protection. We don't know, again, what each day holds for any one of us. But there's plenty of evil in one day. But you just tell us to take it one day at a time. You feed every bird, every creature out there. You're so careful to protect all of your creation in a loving way that we don't understand. But we just thank you for it. Thank you for this day and the blessing you gave us. And let your word go out to people. And let your word encourage people, because you are the hope we are looking for. In Christ's name and in his blood we ask all of this. Amen.
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 Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet, Stu.
You too. Have a good day. Take care.
We'll talk later. Yeah.
Okay.